number 240. 240. 424. Let's sing it also together. 424. Let there be victory today.
Amen.
Blessed, precious, blood-bought victory. Lord, in every boy, in every camper. Lord, let there be victories won today in hearts and in lives. Break down strongholds, opposition. Lord, come, we pray, and glorify your name through the power and your precious blood. We pray, Lord, that you'd win victories here in our lives. Lord, over the besetting things, the problems, the needs, the troubles, the physical ailments, victory in Jesus. Thank you that we can put our feet down on that ground that you've already purchased for us, all been paid for. Help us today by faith to enter into the atoning sacrifice and the merits thereof. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, your victor, O Lord. I should say that. I hope there were a lot of victories that were won since people have been at camp and since you've been here and we've been here and the boys. But what I was going to say is yesterday there was a little boy in the village, a young villager, that was homesick. And he was having a hard time yesterday, later in the day, in the afternoon. And he had to stay at the nurse's last night because of homesickness. And there are some circumstances in his family that, knowing the circumstances, you could well understand why he would be homesick. But Sister Svetlana told me this morning that he slept well last night. He woke up this morning at 6:30 and said, "I'm ready for breakfast." And she said, "That's good, but breakfast isn't quite ready for you. Hold your horses a little bit." And he went, ate breakfast, and he's back with his group today. And we trust that this will be the end of his homesickness. I believe the Lord will help him. And we ask the Lord, and when we pray, those little victories, those little things that God gives victory over, and we need to then hold on to the victory, because the enemy fights against those things. Not just this little boy and not just his homesickness, but in all of our lives, the enemy comes back and wants to regain ground and attack again and reincarcerate children of Israel. Got out of Egypt, but then they got stuck in that cul-de-sac, and there was the enemy. Pharaoh relented. What did I do this? We lost all our slaves, all our free labor's gone. Why did I do that? And then he went back again to try to recoup his losses. The enemy wants to do that, but we're not letting him. We're taking our stand on that finished work. Jesus paid the price, and he's won the victory, and I'm free. I'm free, and now there's even no condemnation. No condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Thank God. Now, we have a very short time this morning to be together. We have 30 more minutes. And in that 30 minutes, we have a few things that we'd like to do, and one of them is to pray for Brother Jason. He hasn't yet figured out a way to live stream the camp meeting back to Porch Light, his church in San Jose. And so he has to leave today to go back to church tomorrow morning and be there. But we want to pray that the Lord will bless him. Brother Jason is not a stranger to us, and I've known him for quite a few years now, and I thank God for him. and for the way the Lord has used him and led him. I had the chance this year to see him so far this year, and I think this is probably it, but I had the chance to see him in February, and I had a chance to see him earlier in July, and now up here at camp for this time. And we're going to be sad that he's leaving. Sister Alice especially is going to be sad that he's going. But last year she did the honors and she left him here. And this year they swapped roles. But we want to pray. You remember Elijah and Elisha? We talked about him the other night when Elisha was told, your leader is going to leave you today. He's going to be taken. And remember what Elisha kept saying? Don't talk about that. I don't want to hear about that. Yesterday they were talking about Brother Jason Lear. I said, I don't want to hear about that. Don't talk about that. This morning again, he's leaving today. Hey, don't talk about that. When it happens, it happens. But Brother Jason, we want to pray for you. But before we pray for you, we want to hear from you. I'm sure maybe you have something, words of encouragement for us. Come.
It's always good to be here at camp. I was thinking last night as Brother Ernie encouraged us to come before the Lord to have him deal with things in our hearts. And this invariably happens every year at camp. The Lord does the work and he speaks. Earlier this week, and this is nothing personal against anyone, but earlier this week at one of the meals, breakfast I think it was, I picked up a bowl for cereal and I noticed there's a little piece of lettuce on the bowl. I have nothing against this bowl. I'm not going to throw it away and break it, but you know what? It's got to be clean before it can be used. And so, I picked up a second bowl, and that has some residue on it also.
Uh-oh.
Third bowl is good. But anyway, let's get these two bowls back. But the point is, each of us are instruments, vessels to be used in the Lord's hands, and when he picks you up, he's going to look at you, and he's going to say, you know what? There's some lettuce stuck to your, I don't know where. Go back and be cleansed. And the Lord does that work. He desires to use us. And that's the thing that I find so precious is when he picks me up and he sees things that need to be dealt with, he doesn't say, be gone. He says, sit down, Jason. We got work to do. I got to scrub you clean. And every year here at camp, the Lord deals with me. Every year here at camp, he scrubs me clean, refreshes me, and then go back and continue his work. And for that, I'm grateful, and I pray that all of us have a chance to come and seek the Lord's cleansing work.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you for Brother Jason and Sister Alice and the work you've given them there. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bless them. Bless them, their family.
Amen.
Bless them, Lord, we pray. As they've made sacrifices to step out and serve you as they are and have been. Lord, you've rewarded them. You've given souls, precious souls.
Amen.
Lord, for the kingdom of God. And we pray, Lord, that you'll continue to give souls for their hire.
Amen.
Lord, and continue to help Brother Jason as he ministers your word faithfully week after week. It will not return void. It will accomplish the purpose for which you send it, and we pray, Lord, that you will continue to give him the grace and the strength that he needs to continue to follow you, serve you, Lord Jesus, right where you've placed him. Let your will be done through his life. Bless him today as he travels back home. We pray that you'll cover him with your precious blood and prepare him for the ministry before him tomorrow, Lord. We pray and bless that assembly, bless that congregation. We commit it to you, we commit him to you, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing also number 386. 386. This is the song to get the lettuce off.
Crimson rain, the crowns in thee, and what
song is written by Phoebe Palmer Knapp. And she was quite instrumental in the revival at Azusa Street back in the early turn of the century, the 1900s. And the Lord had filled her with the Holy Spirit. And maybe you've seen or read accounts of Azusa Street. She was one of those early pioneers. And then the Lord gave her the song. She had been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. They were really on fire for the Lord. But they sang this song in their revival meetings. It was, as I understand it, a song that was sung with quite a bit of spunk. It wasn't a dirge. It wasn't the cleansing stream. But it was a happy song. They sang it with tremendous joy that filled their hearts. It wasn't because they were just getting saved. No, they had been saved and given their lives to Jesus, but they were never going to move away from Gilgal. They were never going to graduate from the cross or the blood. But as mightily as the Lord is working among them and pouring out His Spirit and filling with the Holy Ghost and people coming from all over and getting healed, yet this song became a very pivotal song throughout that whole move of God. Yes, there were other Pentecostal songs that came out of that movement, but they would sing this. I understand that she, with her washboard — I've never heard anybody play a washboard before — but she would lead the procession, and they would be on their feet, and they would be marching around back and forth, up and down, in that little barn on Azusa Street with sawdust and planks and milk crates for benches, and they would just get lost in this song. The cleansing stream, I see, I plunge again, and the little lettuce piece has got to get off. That little stuff that gets stuck on. Whoever didn't do the dishes well enough that morning, thank you. You made the meeting this morning. If it wasn't for you, so we give you great honor. We bestow honor upon the dishonorable. And we thank God for it. Because the Lord wants to cleanse us entirely. And no matter how long you've been saved and how much of Jesus you know and how you've been filled with the Spirit, aren't you happy this morning, kind of a little excited almost, to be able to say, I can plunge today. I can be clean today because I have to be. Because if I want the Holy Spirit to flow through me and use me, then I have to be clean today. And so I got to be aware of those little foxes, those little things that spoil the vine. The grapes are tender, and God has a precious work invested in me, and He wants to make me a vessel unto honor. And so get rid of the lettuce and the crud or whatever else might be attaching itself to you. And you can do that even as you sing a song like this. And that's what they were doing. And how thankful they were. And I know we are also this morning. So thankful. In this second verse, they changed it. And if Sister Edith were here, she would probably — not that she would, but she could tell us more about it. But that's not how Phoebe wrote this second verse. I see the new creation rise. I hear the speaking blood. It speaks, my thankful heart replies. Now that's good, and our thankful hearts reply, but that's not what she wrote. And maybe it was not very palatable for the people who sang the song the way she wrote it, so they changed it. But she wrote, it speaks, and my polluted nature dies. Now that's kind of — who wants to think about their polluted natures? We don't have polluted natures anymore. Well, we're kind of polluted anyway. And the blood speaks, and that pollution, that dies. That stuff gets out of us. Now, you can sing whatever you want to sing this morning. You like polluted nature or thankful heart, sing whatever comes out. But let's sing that second, third, fourth verses, and let's make it our testimony and our rejoicing this morning because of the blood that has been shed. I see the new creation rise. I hear the speaking. Tuesday I have peace within that nothing can destroy. On Wednesday and on Thursday I'm walking in the light. On Friday it's a heaven below, Saturday's always bright. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Soul and body, and I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's healed my soul and body, and I cannot tell it all. Oh, glory to His name. Amen.